We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Biden tastes like chicken.
Don't insult chicken.
Don't insult cannibals.
Yeah.
They have better taste than that.
Yeah.
7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Hour number two begins, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day. Did I mention at 7:07 your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes? Did I get that in there?
You did now.
Top local story, Gainesville man stabs his 85-year-old mother because, well, she wouldn't buy him a car. Details on that coming up. Senate passes a $95 billion spending package, and Biden's all ready to sign it. It's going to help Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. It's pretty much going to help everybody except, oh, I don't know, people that live in border communities, people that have to deal with illegal immigration. Yeah, it's not going to help them.
Oh, you mean pretty much everybody now, since every town really has become a border town.
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
That is correct.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Speaking of the big spending bill, you know, it had to go through the House first.
Right.
Which, when it passed, Democrats were flying around Ukrainian flags. Now, apparently, that's not decorum. That's outside what's really considered okay on the House floor. You're really not supposed to do that. There's a time when something like that could take place, but it took place when it was inappropriate, apparently. Well, somebody filmed it, and that went viral. 5.5 million views as of Tuesday. It was filmed by Representative Thomas Massey, the Republican, out of Kentucky. So it's not like the Dems didn't do it. They did do it. They just didn't like the fact that everybody saw what they did.
Right.
So the House Sergeant-at-Arms threatened Massey with a $500 fine for posting that video on X.
Wow.
And this is how Massey responded. He goes, what? Instead of fining Democrats for waving flags, when they technically weren't supposed to, the House Sergeant-at-Arms just called and said, I'll be fined $500 if I don't delete the video?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there's an update on it. Speaker Johnson announced he will not be fining Thomas Massey, so that's not going to happen. But it just goes to show you, hey, let's get the guy who exposed it, you know, not punish the people who actually did the act.
That sounds kind of like a lefty mentality.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it passed the House, hence the waving of flags and all the excitement that Democrats are spending more money that we don't have. Okay. At least Marco Rubio in the Senate, he stood his ground, but it wasn't enough. The bill passed. But Rubio on the Senate floor Tuesday said this aid package, he called it legislative blackmail to get Republicans to drop their demand for border security. The Senate approved the $95 billion foreign aid package. Republicans such as Rubio opposed the package because they believe that any more aid must be coupled with legislation to combat the migrant crisis at the southern border. Rubio was one of 19 senators to oppose the motion to invoke cloture on the foreign aid package. He said, I have senior citizens, I have veterans, and they call my office and they say, I have nowhere to live. Housing is too expensive. And the most we can do to get them help is put them on a waiting list for Section 8 housing. This is a problem that exists in America right now, Rubio added. But if I want to help Israel, if I want to help Taiwan, if I want to help Ukraine, if I want to ban TikTok, I have to vote for spending billions of dollars to give charity groups so they can fly people around the country here and put them up in hotel rooms so they can help resettlement in another country. So, yeah, he was pretty upset about that whole thing. And and as he should be. Congresswoman Kat Kamik is going to join us in less than an hour. We'll get her take on it. I'm sure there's a level of passion as well.
Oh, yeah.
On her part. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and touch base with Donnie. You're on the air.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, I think I'm now going to support MTG with the vacating motion. There really is no reason for the Republicans to have the gavel. Just turn it over to Hakeem Jeffries for the rest of this term, and maybe we can take our chances and get some people to represent us in November. Otherwise, it doesn't matter that we got the gavels and can investigate, because Mitch McConnell's not going to fight for anything in the Senate.
No, absolutely not. No. McConnell and Schumer, they might as well be twins separated at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they were hanging all over each other. It was like a love fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
It was sickening.
I was kind of like in that whole, hey, MTG, kind of, you know, can it, you know, cool your jets a little bit there. But I kind of go with Donnie on this one. It's like, man, whose side are you on? I mean, I know that you're over the House, but yet you're supposed to be a Republican.
What do we have? May, June, July, August, September, October, November, January. No, December, January. 9 months.
Yeah.
In 9 months, Democrats left unfettered in the House and the Senate.
Ugh.
In 9 months, they could birth an even larger spending bill. Well, it's a bouncing baby boy of $100 billion.
Wow.
Everybody get your hands out. Here comes the money. Make it rain, Joe Biden. Make it rain.
Except on the southern border.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We've said it before, I'll say it again. Strategically, there's no way Biden can win if he keeps the border open, just on that issue alone, I think. And if you think it's going to be close and you're Joe Biden, strategically, mm-hmm. wouldn't you at least make it look like you're making some attempt to secure the border? And it boggles my mind. I can't wrap my head around the idea that he refuses to take any action, even if it's just, you know, just skin deep for, you know, for FaceTime to pretend like he's doing something. And on the Republican side, okay, we can't figure out Biden's, you know, maybe his end game on this, but the Republicans, I have to ask, why in the world would they say yes to this spending bill? Why wouldn't they say, you're not getting a penny until you secure the southern border? You're not going to get a dime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only leverage that we have from complete insanity, is that we've got a few extra numbers in the House versus a Dems. But they won't even use the advantage that they have. Not use it politically. Use it to do their jobs, to protect American lives. This is supposed to be a sovereign nation. It sure doesn't appear like one. Spending money that we don't have. $34 trillion of debt. Wow. And nobody can wrap their head around that, truly. So, yeah, frustrating to say the least. Governor DeSantis highlighted $100 million of funding going for the Florida Wildlife Corridor as appropriated in Senate Bill 1638, which the governor signed earlier this month. Now, the reason why we could support something like this is because Florida has extra money. Florida, run by Republicans, has been fiscally responsible.
Is this one of those balanced budgets we hear about once in a while?
Yeah.
Huh.
So this will help to protect our water supply. It will protect wildlife. It's a win-win, and so we're going to have the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, on to talk about that at 9:05. Man, we've got everybody who's anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Related to the news today, for sure. Good job, Greg. That's why he's the executive producer. It's not just mm-hmm. the fancy clothes and everything else. He does the job. Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Call now for What's Bugging You on 97.3 The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Yes, your free therapy has arrived. Lay down on the couch and tell me, how does that make you feel? Good morning and welcome. Ooh. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Back in the late 1940s, Harry Truman recognized the state of Israel in its modern form. And since then, the Arab world has been working constantly to undermine the links between the United States of America and Israel. They've used propaganda. They've used terrorism. A lot of us will remember the oil embargo back in the 70s. They've used every tool that they could find. And now they're mobilizing our own young people on these college campuses who have been brainwashed by propaganda from professors and the Council on American-Islamic Relations and a lot of other people. They're going to use our own youth against us from within, and that's the most insidious way to undermine a country. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. And that should be bugging all of us. Let's go to Frank. What's bugging you?
Love your show. What's bugging me? I got back from vacation. I found out my insurance had gone up. A single driver, no penalties, no tickets, $500 for the next 6 months it went up. And also what's bugging me is I don't have the stock that all those congressmen and senators are going to be making money off of this weapons that they're going to be giving Ukraine. That's what's really bugging me. Thanks.
But they would never. I mean, hardly ever.
We were just talking about
every
that
day.
Off the air. Yeah. Who's going to benefit from this?
877-975-9825. Call in now. Let's go to Horse Sense. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, men. What's bugging me is Alec Baldwin. I saw the video and heard the video of him getting harassed in that highfalutin swanky coffee shop in New York. And then people are sticking up for him, some radio people, conservative radio people, saying he should be left alone. He should be looking through bars. He pointed a gun at a lady and pulled the trigger. When I first started handling firearms, I was taught never point a gun at anybody. Treat them all like they're loaded. And that's ridiculous. This guy should be in jail. It's crazy. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and then when he tries to say he didn't actually pull the trigger, which is impossible.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is what your other caller said, but this thing with the war. You know, I called you last week and told you that the national debt was at $34,660,000,000,000, and now we just added another $100 billion to it to go overseas. And, you know, we're funding both sides of the war in the Middle East. Think about it. We're giving Israel $17 billion, and we're giving the Palestinians $9 billion, half that amount, just about. And, you know, look at that. And where's that money going? Nobody knows where it's going. The Uniparty just keeps piling more debt on. There's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, the ones that passed that bill, you're absolutely right. That spending bill, I agree. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that the population of what's bugging you callers is consistently 10 times or more the size of the things that make you smile callers population. It just shows you what kind of a rough and tumble world we live in. Thanks.
Well, I think part of it has to do with the timing, too. Some people are hardworking folks already at work, don't have an opportunity to chime in later for things that make you smile. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me, Bob, is what you're talking about with the GOP, and I think we need to finally admit that the GOP hates MAGA. It hates Trump, and it's aligned, it hates us so much that it's aligned itself with the Democrats, and that's scary. What's so wrong with making America great again? What's so wrong with putting our country first? And we have to really, like Usher Dorman said, it's a uniparty. Globalists, they have an agenda, and that agenda is not America. What we have to do is primary every MAGA that we can, and we have to purge these people out of the GOP. If not, we're going to lose our country.
Yeah, I agree. And I thought you put that very, very well. Yep. Why do they hate Trump? Why do they hate MAGA? Why do they hate this country, really, in fact? 877-975-9825. And let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Quickly, two things. Number one, what's bugging me is the mess that's in New York City with Trump. The first thing about it, regardless of all the charges or whatever, the judge refused to let the defense know the witness that was being called to testify against them. And that's a big no-no because that should all be done in discovery. Number two, I read the article on Tyson Foods, quote-unquote, firing Americans and hiring illegals. And they go, oh, no, it's not illegals. They're refugees that just recently happened to land in New York. So they're just playing semantics, and it's a big lie, and it really drives me nuts. Have a good day, guys.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is locally the county commissioners deciding that even though we voted on single member districts and it passed and it should have been okay, they're going to put it back on the ballot because they don't like it. They're on the ballot that we need to vote again.
Yeah, it's exactly why we need single member districts, because of actions like that, no doubt. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, the other day I spoke to a normal, successful, 50-something, Democratic, not crazy left-wing woman, and the abortion came up, and I was very low-key about it, and she went absolutely nuts, and we need to read the room on this, or it's going to give Biden another election, and it might even get another Gillum here in Florida. She went absolutely crazy. I haven't seen anyone react to that. So it's a very visceral subject for a lot of people. And I had no idea. I'm glad I kept my mouth shut and let her speak. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And of course, she'll only hear, the propaganda put forth that, you're going to go to prison if you even think about getting pregnant or whatever the ridiculousness
but
is.
But that is their one push around the country.
It's
Why do you think Biden was here in Florida?
It is the only thing.
Because they know it could resonate with a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah. It is 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. We'll get her take on the $95 billion spending package that Biden's about to sign. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky. New shows.
It's Glenn Beck. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
New on The Sky.
And more news.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now.
The dawn of a new era on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here as well. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be on the show. We're going to ask her about this $95 billion spending package that a bunch of Republicans voted for, and it doesn't include anything to do with border security at all. Not one bit, not one dime, not one penny. This is not a happy time for conservatives at all. Marco Rubio stood against it, but a lot of Republicans did support it. And we'll ask her, well, I know that she is against it, but try to, you know, understand why some Republicans were supportive of it. I don't get it. Locally, top stories, a Gainesville man who was upset that his mother wouldn't buy him a car, even though he already emptied out her bank account, has a substance issue. He decided to stab his 85-year-old mother repeatedly for not buying him a new car. That's, Son of the Year awards will not be considering him at this point. Illegal alien accused of stabbing a man to death days in Sumter County. Ricardo Austin Lorenzo, illegal from Guatemala, arrested April 13th by the Sumter County Sheriff's Office, charged with second-degree murder. Lorenzo was at Days Inn in Wildwood when he allegedly stabbed builder Pablo, also an illegal alien from Guatemala. Police arrived on the scene and found Pablo needing immediate medical attention, airlifted to Gainesville, but he died from the stab wounds. Police eventually found Lorenzo hiding in a wooded area off nearby interstate, took him into custody, being held without bail. And the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has placed a detainer on him, requesting custody if he is released from jail at any time. I'm not sure how that'll work out. Aren't we sanctuary? Is all of Alachua County sanctuary or just Gainesville?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
What are we officially and what are we in action?
Because I know there was a time then we weren't necessarily giving the feds a heads up.
Yeah.
When we had a bad guy that had, that was here illegally, basically. All right. Federal government, state officials ought to rebuild America's heartland by driving waves of mass immigration into the region. What?
How's that work?
Rebuild America's heartland by driving waves of mass immigration to the region. Who would say something like that? Not the editors of the Washington Post.
Okay. All right.
Rather than putting incentives in place to increase birth rates or entice residents to stay, the Washington Post editorial board writes that the government should use mass immigration to spike population in middle America.
I don't know that we need a population spike necessarily. We don't have to fill up every square foot with another person.
Well, if you look at the birth rates, they are down.
Right.
And Americans, frankly, are choosing not to start families right away or choosing not to have families. A lot of it is economic.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about what young people are paying for rent. And somehow you want to be able to have a child. And, well, I guess you won't be around to raise that child because you're going to be working more than full time just to pay rent.
It's true.
Something needs to occur economically that's going to turn this thing around. And I mean, that's simple. Trump has the wherewithal to make good things happen economically. Mm-hmm. Biden, absolutely not. Don't trust him with anything.
No.
Depopulation is bad for economics. Housing prices tank. Local tax revenue collapses. The labor force shrinks. Businesses go bust or leave. Schools close. All problems get harder because of population loss, says an economic innovation group guy. Yeah, okay. Well, that's true to a certain extent, and it depends about, you know, how fast it's happening. Japan is suffering from that right now, but that was decades in the making. Now, depopulation, he says, is bad for economies. Okay, could be. Housing prices tank. Well, I don't want them to tank, but I wouldn't mind if they moderated and maybe came down a little bit. Local tax revenue collapses, they say, because the value of the homes go down. But are we anywhere near seeing that?
No.
We're not seeing that at all.
None of those things are happening.
Now, again, if you go to the heartland, maybe, well, I won't even say there's some of that. Maybe in the future there could be, because I know, like, if you go up north in a lot of places in the middle of the country, you can buy a lot more real estate for less money than, say, here.
Right.
Okay.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No. No, I mean, it's
cheap here.
You don't want the bottom to fall out from underneath somebody's largest investment of their right. life, their exactly. home. But yes, for it not to escalate to the degree that we have seen mm-hmm. as of late and the run-up to the collapse in 08. So, yeah, you can make that argument. You could make that case. But a lot of states aren't really suffering like that. They're not. The mm-hmm. depopulation is not an issue. And if it is an issue, then we should put in incentives or make it possible that people can actually afford to have a child. I mean, how far have we come where I was raised where my mom was able to stay home with us? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are some parents that made a decision. Maybe mom would go to work part-time. My mom did once we got a little bit older. But there's not a lot of jobs where you can afford to support a child and, say, a spouse mm-hmm. so they can stay at home. It's difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's not easy, especially for a lot of folks. Yep. What are we doing about it? How are we helping Americans?
Good question.
We're not.
Oh.
Sanctuary states
great.
Are planning to dish out billions in American taxpayer dollars to migrants in 2024, offering housing, food, and health care. Well, see, you don't have to worry about the depopulation, right? Crazy. Among other things that they're also going to get, new arrivals that have entered the U.S. on President Joe Biden's watch. New York, they approved $237 billion budget, expected to be signed by the governor. Oh, she's all proud of it. That includes $2.4 billion to provide housing, health care, and legal services to newly arrived migrants. Housing, health care, and legal services. How do you recoup that? I mean, if they all become successful, you might get some of that money back via taxation somewhere down the road. 20 years? 30? New York State Senate Republican leader Rob Ort has warned that such funding for migrants will only entice more illegal immigration to the sanctuary state. Really, you think? Yeah, reward bad behavior and you'll get more of it. That's a human condition. In the sanctuary city of Chicago, city council voted 30-18 to approve $70 million in additional funding to house, feed, and provide health care to the nearly 40,000 migrants who have arrived just since August of 2022. $70 million. And how many people are shot in Chicago every weekend? On average, about 20. Yeah. But let's not fund any programs or, you know, take crime seriously. Let's just throw money at the immigrant issue. In addition to that, now remember, that's just one city. Illinois state officials, along with the federal government, are providing Chicago with $48 million in funds to provide care for migrants. Oh, and don't worry. There won't be any money lost through fraud or waste. Don't worry. It'll all be accounted for because big government and medium-sized government, they're so efficient. You don't have to worry about that taking place. Well, especially in Chicago, where there's never been any corrupt. Okay. And even more money, $182 million, is expected to be allotted to immigrants by Illinois state lawmakers as part of the budget for 2025. This is insanity. Absolute insanity. And you can thank Democrats for it. And women are going to vote for Joe Biden on a singular issue of abortion? Are you kidding me? What? Wow.
It's a concern.
Yeah,
it is.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. I'm being quiet because I don't want to put our station license in peril or my job.
Good decision,
yeah,
Bob
with this
Rose.
Economy, I definitely need the gig.
Yeah,
okay?
That, yeah.
Oh, I've got to tell you some stories of Bob Rose scraping up some knuckles, getting a little grease under my fingernails.
What?
Yes.
There's somebody else named Bob Rose?
My man card is back and stamped with the seal of approval.
Yeah.
from someone, I don't know who, but
probably with a hammer.
I'll tell my story of tenacity and not giving up. 7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
Are you going to be played by Joe Biden?
Weeknights at 6.
Joe Biden's using the tactics of totalitarian bigots. You think our country is safer? You know it's not.
97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happier hump day, Trump Day. Top story. Senate passes a $95 billion spending bill for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. Not a penny to secure our southern border. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will react to that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better look out for that.
I've already warned her.
Local story. Gainesville man stabs his 85-year-old mom because she wouldn't buy him a car.
That's a loser son right there. I've got a feeling that maybe his issue started when he was younger.
Yeah, I would think these are ongoing substance abuse type issues, and even he admitted to it when he was arrested. A Florida man is hopeful police find a stolen car. That's right. He had a 2023 limited edition Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Jailbreak.
Nice.
Is it really called Jailbreak?
I didn't hear that part on it, but maybe they've added
Hellcat
another line
Red
to
Eye Jailbreak.
So I'm familiar with the other part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it's got a big motor in it.
So he was out, cruising around in the car, and then he was stunned that someone stole it over the weekend while he was home.
Awful.
Uh-oh. Problem other than a car, because, you know, insurance can kind of cover some of that, but... Yeah. His deceased mother's ashes were in the car's cup holder.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they stole his mom.
Car's gone, so is mom.
That's awful.
But wait. More surprising, he found his mother's ashes inside his mailbox Tuesday morning. So that is a very conscientious car thief.
A caring car thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
This guy, Larry Carter Jr. of Winter Haven, is still holding out hope that he'll get his custom car back. He's relieved to be reunited with his mother's ashes, which he says is a priceless possession. We're glad you have your priorities in line, but that sounds like a heck of a car, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking of automobiles, motors.
Yeah. Were talking about some knuckle scraping a minute ago.
Time for another edition of, we've never done it before, another edition of Bob Villa Rose.
Was there a sledgehammer involved again?
It could be. Mm. You know, I didn't want any copyright infringement, but I wanted to, you know what I mean? Just a wink and a nod. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
What'd you do?
Well, I absconded my son's scooter some time ago because he wasn't using it and didn't want it anymore.
Okay, it's fair.
Didn't want to see it go to waste.
Yeah.
So I took it and, of course, I'm going to get it started. He put in some gas additive. No, don't worry. I drained the gas thing. Don't worry. Okay.
Clogged up.
Put a new carburetor on. I did it.
No.
That's right. Greg's looking at me. I'm straight face. This is not a joke.
No.
I installed the carburetor. Yes. Fuel supply, even an inline filter. Oh, and a new spark plug, which was probably the most difficult of all of them because it was recessed behind this other plastic outer shell. Mm-hmm. And to get the plug in there, manipulate it, I lost it, and it dropped down into the plastic, so I had to take more apart to get to it to then.
Okay.
But.
So having worked in the motorcycle ATV industry in the past a little bit, what very commonly happens is a screw gets dropped into a aforementioned carburetor. Did you do that?
I tried, but I got lucky and it missed. Bouncing onto the floor.
Because that always happens.
Aren't you going to ask me if it worked? Is it running?
Oh, that was my next question, actually.
Running like a champ.
Really?
You would think that 50 cc's was like, well, it was like the engine of an SRT Hellcat.
Let's not get crazy now.
Okay, that's the one exaggeration of the whole story. You got me there.
Even past the fact that it's running smoothly.
And Betsy's like, that's really cool. I'm glad you finally got it running, because she actually was the one that ordered the carburetor.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was to motivate me.
Oh.
It only took 6 months. Well, maybe 8.
Well,
it's like, you don't have to keep bugging me. I'll do that chore in the next 8-9 months.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Yeah, come on.
But anyway, I did do it.
That's
and,
good.
And she says, so, what are you going to do with it now? You know, and we live on a dirt road.
That was
and it gets kind of sandy.
Are you going to ride it on that sandy
well,
dirt?
I took it for a test drive, and it was a little sketchy.
Oh, yeah. Those little skinny tires.
Yeah.
They don't do well enough.
So, if I can find some monster tires for it that'll fit the rims, I might have to get that. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I'm not sure those tires will even get turned by that little motor if you get big monster tires.
You just got to lean into it, Greg.
Okay.
You know the art of leaning.
Oh, yeah.
You've had bikes.
It's important.
That's the secret.
Yep.
All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. We are 97.3 The Sky.
Right now on The Sky.
$95 billion in foreign aid.
To support foreign wars while doing nothing to secure our border.
As it happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was determined to get aid to Israel.
He needs to do the right thing to resign.
The news station.
There should be no trial. Nothing done wrong. This is all politics. They're chanting death to America.
Right here in America. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.